to promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 6/23/18.
Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, wait a second.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I'm using my headphones to figure out if it's working or not. Oh, fuck, I'm telling you. Does this sound okay? I wrote an intro. It says, Dr. Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime and Abomination. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 40-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refused to report on. Does that sound okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, I don't understand why I can only hear you in one ear. These are new earphones.
Oh. I don't know.
Go, hello?
Yes.
I hear you better now. Okay. I'm sorry. This just happened. What happened was I was listening to his live chat that he was doing on YouTube, and he was saying that, you know, Sessions is definitely deep state, you know, whatever. And anyway, he went through a lot, like the FBI, the secret investigation, the moles that are planted within the Trump administration. He was talking about that, Clapper and Brennan. He was talking about, you know, how Sessions and Rosenstein has been protecting the deep state and Trump has had it. And then I asked him, I typed in, you know, what about, you know, the Hoover in Utah is supposedly working with the Inspector General, and he saw it and he was just like, well, they don't have, you know, nothing has been filed, like you were saying and we were just saying earlier. And so anyway, I texted him and I said, hey, you know, you're talking about a lot of things that I think are, you know, our audience would like to hear. Can you do like a pre-recorded interview that we can play on Thursday? And he got back to me right away and he was like, 6 tonight. I'm like, holy crap, that's like 30 minutes. So I said, okay, well, I mean, I called Victoria. I told her that we were going to be late, you know. So she was on some other call. I don't know what she was doing. So to the other meeting thing. But I'm just like, you know, listen, this is more important anyway, I think. But anyway, so that's sort of what we're going to be talking to him about.
Okay. So I'll call back.
So yeah, what?
He's calling in 15 after, you said?
Yeah, I'm going to call it at 15 after. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to call it like 13 after, like in 10 minutes or something. But yeah,
okay.
Whenever you want to. Just jump in during the conversation. So, you know, I mean, you can, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I tend to, like, ramble on. You can cut me off.
All right.
Okay, well, I'll talk to you in 10 minutes. Okay, bye.
Well, you know, Johnny always wore black, and he wore black because he identified with the poor and the downtrodden.
and run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels sleep. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Dr. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Yes.
Hi. All right. I'm going to give him, he's doing another interview, I know, so I'll give him, it's like 3:13 now, so I'll give him a couple more minutes before I call, because I know, I don't know who he's talking to, but he said he was doing another interview when he got off it, got off of the stream at 5:30, and then, so, should I, I'll record the intro now, and then when we talk to him, we could just talk to him, and I'll just splice it together.
Sure.
I mean, what do you think? Or should I just do the intro when he calls? I don't know.
Up to you. You have the material.
All right, I'll just record it real quick because then I'll just say it now and then call him or something like that. Hold on a minute. Okay, Dr. Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime and Obama Nation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration's new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 40-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what is going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Welcome to the show, Dr. Corsi. Whatever. Anyway, all right, I'll give him another minute. Ugh. It's a good thing we know this shit in our head. I mean, what would happen if we didn't? And they, you know what I mean? It's crazy. All right, let's see here. I'm going to try and call him now, I guess. Well, 3:15 now. I'll call him, I guess. All right, wait, what number? Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay, never mind. I'm talking to you. Dr. Corsi?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? Good. Thank you so much.
Why don't you call me on my landline?
Oh, I thought I did.
No, 2393. Okay.
Okay, I'll call you right back. Sorry.
Great. No problem.
Bye.
There'll just be a better line, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Am I still on with you?
Is that better? Is that any
good.
Better?
That's better.
Okay. All right, great. Thank you so much for doing this. I was like, oh, I don't know. I know you're massively busy, but everything that you were talking about is just so, I mean, it just boggles the mind. And so I'm on also, my co-host is Doug. Hey, Cody, you want to say hi, Doug?
Oh, so hi,
Doug, how are you?
I'm
good. How are you? Yeah, I'll be happy. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so all right. So there's the FBI secret investigation. Basically, they planted mold within the Trump administration. Can you kind of go over some of the stuff that you were talking about in your live chat? Because I was like, oh, my gosh, it's just crazy what's going on. I mean, can you just kind of start from there? That would be great.
Oh, no. Are you recording now, or how are you going to do this?
I'm recording as we speak.
Okay, well. Let me get my file for a minute, and I'll come right back, okay?
Okay, no problem. Okay. Hello.
You've got it now, right?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, go ahead.
How long do you want to go for today?
I was just thinking, you know, 30, 40 minutes top.
Yeah, 30 minutes sounds good, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Where is this? Where are you going to put this? Where is it going to go?
Oh, sorry. It's going to go on Mago One Radio. We have a show that airs on Thursdays at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll air it during that show. I'll tag you in the tweet when we tweet it out.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
So, okay. So ready to go?
Yeah.
We'll do it like a show, right? You'll ask questions. They don't want a monologue.
Yes, yes. I'll ask questions. I have plenty of questions, and Doug has some questions too. So.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm ready to go.
Okay, so all right, so the FBI, the secret investigation, moles were planted within the Trump administration. So if you can just briefly go over that real quick, and then I'll have some other questions for you.
Right, okay. The big news, I think, today was that hold on a second, let me just do one thing for a minute. I've just come to all these.
That's okay.
It takes me a second to get this all organized here again.
Okay.
Let's see what I've got. Wait a minute. Yeah, it was really a pretty intense day today.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching. I only got it about half of your live stream. I saw it. I was doing other things, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, he's on. Let me. And it's just crazy what's going on. Like, seriously, you could not write a book like this.
Couldn't write a novel like this. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. All right. So basically, the FBI planted moles.
You're breaking up. I'm hearing you breaking up. Are you hearing that on your end, or is that just?
No, you're fine. Is this okay. Better?
This is better, yes.
Okay. I'll try not to move.
don't move.
Okay, I'm frozen. So basically, the FBI planted moles within the Trump administration, which is highly illegal. And so some of the things that you were saying earlier with regards to that, go ahead.
What we're finding now is that James Comey and Loretta Lynch actually colluded with the Hillary Clinton's campaign and with Barack Obama. They concocted this illegal scheme. What they did was they planted spies. It involved the entire U.S. Intelligence Committee, it looks like. They planted spies within Donald Trump's campaign. And the purpose of these spies they were there to create what's called entrapment. In other words, yes, the FBI often will place an informant or whatever in a criminal enterprise to gain evidence on the criminal enterprise. But when, let's say, you've got a gang and your informant goes in and tells the gang, why don't we go do, you know, some Mexican drugs? We can take them across the border and make a lot of money, and I can set it all up for you. And the gang had not been involved in Mexican drugs before, and they didn't even think about doing it ever before. Well, that's called entrapment.
Right.
Because you've created the crime that you then get the other person to, as it were, acknowledge, even though the other person really was not planning to commit that crime and had no history of committing that crime. And that's what basically these spies were all about, is that, for instance, Carter Page, who I think was a FBI agent, he'd done a similar kind of embedded role with another group of Russian criminals that were indicted in 2015. So he kind of had the specialty, and he's now suddenly becomes part of the Trump campaign in a very peripheral role. He starts talking with Jeff Sessions and saying, well, maybe it would be a good idea if we could get Donald Trump to back off the Russian sanctions. We could then work with Russia, and we could have a better administration going forward productively with Russia, but we need to back off the sanctions. Well, that was the quid pro quo that the deep state was trying to used to prove that Trump had promised to reduce sanctions if only Russia would go in and steal, hack the Democratic National Committee computers and get the emails and deliver them to WikiLeaks. they were trying to find a quid pro quo.
Right.
And that's what the Russian collusion was all about. Now, that seems pretty preposterous because, you know, the whole idea that Donald Trump would even know that there was a reason to steal these emails.
Right, right.
You know, what was going to be in them.
Exactly. And I mean, and not only that, but I mean, Seth Rich is the one that got the DNC email, right? He's the one that got them to WikiLeaks.
Certainly, that's where all the evidence points. And Julian Assange has just about said that that's where they came from. Julian Assange has made it very clear that as far as he was concerned, that these came not from Russia. And
right.
He put up a reward for any information leading to the conviction of the killers of Seth Rich.
Mm-hmm.
Julian Assange has done all kinds of things. I think to make it very clear that it was not Russia who hacked the Democratic National
right.
Committee and got the emails. It just didn't happen that way.
So basically, they're trying to entrap Trump by getting these moles in there. And I mean, Carter, though, too, wasn't Carter part of the, you know, any time that he spoke to somebody, they would then surveil them, that person, and so on and so forth. So that was another reason that Carter Page was sent in.
Well, see, that's the nature of all this and the way the FISA court is set up to prevent the government from doing electronic surveillance of a U.S. citizen,
mm-hmm.
unless that citizen is talking to, say, a foreign national in the commission of a crime.
Right.
So what the government did is the Department of Justice and FBI said, we'll put Carter Page, because Carter Page has knowledge of Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how, in 2015, the FBI used Carter Page to start working with a group of Russian criminals
mm-hmm.
who were really criminals. And Carter Page was working to get information on the criminals for the FBI. That was legitimate.
Okay.
But in 2016, Carter Page went in to talk about the Russian reducing of sanctions
mm-hmm.
as if that were a campaign idea, when he really was trying to get Sessions and others to say, yeah, hey, that's a good idea. We'll take it to Donald Trump. Donald Trump will get involved. We'll coordinate with Russia. We'll tell Russia we're going to reduce the sanctions. And then they had their quid pro quo that they were going to try to link to the, you know, what Russia was going to get for
mm-hmm.
hacking these emails. But first of all, Donald Trump did not encourage Russia to hack the emails. Donald Trump did not say in his campaign that he wanted to reduce the sanctions on Russia.
Mm-hmm.
None of this happened.
Right.
But because Carter Page talked to Jeff Sessions and others, and then the FBI could have all these others in the Trump campaign under electronic surveillance, the coup d'etat, which was, you know, the Intelligence Committee, the Department of Justice, Hillary,
mm-hmm.
this whole group of Democrats, deep staters, were confident that somehow or other they were going to find something in the conversations their stooges, their spies had with Trump campaign members
mm-hmm.
that would allow them to say this is the quid pro quo and they would have a case.
Right. So basically they're sending them in to create the case and not
right.
But, and not only that, I mean, there was no, I think it was Devin Nunes said that their investigation shows that there was no Five Eyes type intel that they could start any kind of criminal investigation of Trump or, you know, Trump administration or of Trump and of the people that were involved in the campaign. So it's just, you know, I mean, the fact of the matter is that they basically were illegally using these tactics in order to entrap Trump or people within the Trump administration, and it basically backfired on them.
It backfired because all the attempts, and you had this Stephen Halpin, was, you know, in 73-year-old in Cambridge University, and with experience in U.S. with the CIA and various administrations and with MI6, and he talks to Papadopoulos, another minor figure in the campaign, and says, well, you know, we can get you the information from Hillary's 30,000 hacked emails because Russia's got them.
Back
and arrange something so that we can induce Russia to give those to Trump like he wants. Maybe he needs sanctions.
Okay.
You know, got it?
Yeah, I got it. This is so crazy.
Doug,
do you have anything you want to say? He's kind of
One of the things I wanted to get your opinion on, sir, is, you know, as I'm a former or a veteran law enforcement officer as well as retired U.S. Army soldier, and watching Jeff Sessions in this position instead of someone with the, I guess, stamina or outspokenness of someone like Sheriff David Clark, I don't grasp it. I can't quite understand why Jeff Sessions is still in charge of the DOJ, and here we have the president calling him out almost every other day, but does it do anything to replace the man? There's so many investigations that I see or believe that should be taking place. From what we all know in factual things that took place under the Obama administration and during the campaign. But yet the head of the DOJ just seems to be absent without leave during this whole deal. You know, he's fighting MS-13. That's great. They do need to be taken out. But I don't see him involving himself in any way, shape, or form over Comey or Clapper or Hillary or, you know, I just wonder what your opinion is on that. How do you feel about what Jeff Sessions is or is not doing?
Well, I think Jeff Sessions, I mean, here's what I think happened to Sessions, is that he becomes Attorney General and he shows up at the Department of Justice and McCabe, who's his, at the FBI.
Yeah.
Rosenstein, who's his deputy, asked for a meeting, and they say, now, Mr. Attorney General, we want you to know we had you under criminal investigation because we thought you lied in your hearings with Congress and your confirmation hearings with the Senate when you discussed what you had talked to Carter Page and others about Russia. And by the way, we did have electronic surveillance on you from the FISA court. And we had your comments on a tape, and what you told the committee was inconsistent with what we have on tape. Now, since you're Attorney General and all, we're going to decline to prosecute that, but we think it'd be a good idea if you recused yourself and let us handle this so we wouldn't be forced to reopen that investigation of you. Now, Jeff Sessions starts thinking about what he said to the Senate, and turned out that, in fact, there were a couple things where Jeff Sessions was imprecise and he had to correct himself. And there may have been other conversations that Jeff Sessions didn't discuss at all.
Right.
Material. But certainly my hypothesis is that Jeff Sessions was so chilled by this, so frightened by this, and managed to be told by Rosenstein and McCabe that everything would be okay as long as he stayed as Attorney General, recused himself, and let them contain the investigation.
Well,
I'm sure they presented that as, you know, we're the professionals, we'll make sure it's investigated, and we'll do it through channels, but you can't be involved.
So basically they blackmailed him, in other words.
Basically, I think so, yeah. I think they very subtly and very, maybe not so subtly, blackmailed Jeff Sessions into being afraid that he was going to spend the rest of his life under indictment or in prison.
So do we think possibly Trump's loyalty to him is to keep him from going down under that premises?
Yeah.
I mean, I just...
I think Donald Trump, as soon as Sessions came in and recused himself. Trump was so angry he wanted to, because Trump said, wait a minute, you know, Jack Kennedy had Bobby Kennedy, and even Obama had Holder and Loretta Lynch, and they all protected the president. You know, what are you telling me, Jeff Sessions, you have to be independent for? I put you there because you campaigned with me, and I thought you were with me and would defend me.
Right.
Now you're recusing yourself. I mean, but then see what happened at that time when, you know, it all was the same period of time that Comey was being fired, that all this was being realized, and Mueller was appointed by Rosenstein after Comey, you know, shared his secret squirrel notes with the professor who was also on the payroll of the Department of Justice. Again, they leaked them to the press. And so Rosenstein appoints Mueller, who's his long-term buddy and deep state co-conspirator. You know, Mueller's worth $18 million and, you know, just had a cushy law job the deep state provided him and in and out of the assignments as needed in the FBI, same as Comey. Comey's probably worth $11 to $14 million with board assignments and, you know, USBC and Lockheed and all the rest. And so Trump was in a position where he was told if he fired Mueller or if he fired Sessions, this would be grounds of obstruction of justice and he would be impeached. And in the early days of Trump's administration, you know, you start counting the fact that Trump ran against the Republicans to be president to begin with.
Right.
And probably couldn't count on all of the Republicans in the House to vote against an impeachment hearings being held, articles of impeachment being introduced. This is, Trump said, well, I better sit tight for a while and I better play this out. And I think the first chance Trump gets, which is coming up pretty quickly here, because now, after a year, it's clear that Rosenstein was covering up and is still covering up, not handing over documents that Congress wants that would make it very clear that, you know, Hillary had been protected and there was this plan to make sure they could get Donald Trump on something, with this fabricated Russian collusion being the choice of the argument they were going to use to impeach Trump. And Trump is going to be able, I think, with the revelations that have just come out about there being spies being placed by the Department of Justice and maybe other agencies.
Right.
The CIA, who knows who placed spies in Trump's campaign on this entrapment scheme. And, you know, it's coming out that Mueller indicted a company that did not exist.
Right. That's crazy. I can't get over that one. I just like, how can you get away with that? It's illegal to even do that, isn't it?
It's incompetent.
Yeah.
It's incompetent. See, a prosecutor, they always say, can indict a ham sandwich. In other words, the indictment doesn't mean anything. And, you know, and the, I think Mueller believed that the Russians were not going to, they'd be extradited from Russia to face trial. And so, therefore, there wouldn't be a trial. And he would get away with having on the record that these are the Russians who were doing the collusion. But they said, we're going to have a trial, we're going to plead not guilty, and we're going to show that Mueller is a corrupt prosecutor.
Right. Well, you were saying that the Russian, that it was all in Russian anyway, the 13 people that he supposedly indicted, it was all in Russian, so what does it matter? Like, we can't read it. Like, it's so stupid. The whole thing is so, it's just mind-boggling to me. I don't understand how these people are getting away with this crap. I mean,
what was said was that the, at the first hearing with the judge Friedrich, appointed by Trump.
Right.
The defense the lawyer on behalf of the Russian company said, we're trying to get discovery. We're trying to get the Department of Justice to turn over the content of what these Russians posted on social media.
Right.
And Mueller's prosecutor came back and said, well, it's a huge amount of material. And the judge said, well, have you translated it? I said, no, it's mostly in Russian.
So ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you know, and then that's why Rosenstein said what they did manage to post on U.S. boards was so insignificant it made no impact at all. Probably
right.
Didn't change a single vote. This was going to be now. So a year later, after you know Jeff Sessions recused himself, we now have a fundamentally different view of Mueller. Mueller is no longer seen as this you know straight shooting, pristine guy who's going to come in and find the truth. He's being looked at as a hack, corrupt, incompetent, you know, abusive prosecutor whose mission was to create a crime on which Trump could be impeached, and that's all he was out to do. Firing Mueller today has far less political consequences than it did a year ago.
Right.
Same as firing Rosen and then firing Sessions will have far less political consequences.
Well, I mean, the other factor I wanted to ask you about is the Huber factor. I mean, you know, Sessions supposedly, you know, appointed Huber, prosecutor in Utah, to, you know, investigate. And supposedly there's like 420 investigators, and he was working with Horowitz. And so then they could bring some kind of charges against whoever, I mean, all these people obviously are guilty of. But, you know, how do we know if he's even filed indictments? I mean, do you think that he could have sealed some indictments and filed them? Or, I mean, what do you think on that, on the Huber factor?
Well, I mean, just to go on, first of all, this John Huber has a record of not being very aggressive and investigating and not prosecuting,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think, why he was picked.
Right.
Number two, all we can judge by is what we see. And there are no indictments, and we know of no grand juries.
Right.
Okay, so there's no evidence of a single criminal case. Okay. Now, the sealed indictments, you know, we can speculate on what they are.
Yeah.
If I were to speculate, I would speculate they're MS-13 and they involve possibly pedophilia and other, you know, sex trafficking crimes.
Right.
Or various kinds of crimes that, you know, the Department of Justice is not ready yet to make public. But they're not going to involve political crimes that are going to be sealed, and we're not going to hear about them because certainly even these defendants who are the likely targets, you know,
mm-hmm.
McCabe and all these others, aren't out there screaming that they're being under investigation.
Right.
We don't hear this. We don't hear the same thing coming from, you know, why don't we hear the Comey's under investigation?
Yeah, we never hear that. Are you kidding? What about Loretta Lynch?
I think nothing is going on, or whatever's going on from Sessions and Huber is another part of the stretch it out and make it last forever. When Rosenstein's the one in charge, Rosenstein won't release these documents to Congress because he knows they're incriminating on the Department of Justice and the FBI, and he knows the American people would demand action.
Yeah.
So he stretches them out, makes it look like he's offended to be asked, and then the statute of limitations keeps winding down on these various cases. Cases get cold. The American people
right.
lose interest. And, you know, he's playing the slow play game. And Trump put an end to that. Trump's had it with this because it's becoming absolutely apparent that crimes were committed, you know, serious crimes by this
mm-hmm.
deep state Obama Clinton gang.
So when are we going to see arrests? I mean, are we really? Because Doug and I were talking about this earlier. I mean, I'm just so fed up with the whole thing. I don't understand why. Listen, there's going to be unrest. There's going to be an upheaval, no matter when they are arrested. Okay, in this country, that's just the way it's going to be. And so, you know, President Trump has the executive order that he signed on the 21st of December last year that actually, you know, has a state of emergency saying that, you know, he's declared national emergency that we are under. And he's got National Guards in all of the major cities. And I just don't understand why there's so much so much hard, irrefutable evidence against all of these people. I mean, if it was you or I, we'd be sitting in a prison waiting for our trial at this point. Everything is coming out, and I understand that there is a I don't know if you would say protocol, or there's, you know, I don't know how to say it, but anyway, but I understand there's going to be unrest, and I don't get why they can't just, in a sweep, make these arrests when nobody, you know, the detonite or whatever it needs to be, make the arrest, get them all indicted, make the arrest, and begin the process. I mean, you know, even if they wait till September,
I think that's the whole thing.
See, here's the point. Let me make my point, okay?
Okay.
Which is this. First of all, we had these big revelations about spies, and this has really put an enormous amount of pressure. And Donald Trump called Rosenstein and Ray to the White House, and he put Kelly that they're going to have to release these documents.
Uh-huh.
They're going to be under pressure to do it quickly. The Inspector General's got a 400-page report coming out. It's in final reading right now. And since we have that much detail about it, I'm confident the report's going to come out. When the report comes out, it's going to be so obvious the crimes were committed that the whole narrative shifts.
Right.
And Donald Trump says, okay, now, look, we're going to get a new special prosecutor. There's already a motion being introduced today in the House of Representatives for a new special prosecutor.
Uh-huh.
The House is where these things can start.
Right.
Okay. And secondly, there's a motion to have hearings, televised hearings, like in the Watergate days.
Right.
When the Inspector General's report drops and it's absolutely clear after 400 pages how much criminally was done, and after a year Comey got nothing.
Right.
Suddenly it changes, and Donald Trump will not be faulted for getting rid of Mueller, getting rid of Rosenstein, getting rid of Sessions, and beginning the counterattack. That's when I wrote, if you read The Killing of the Deep State, I said this is going to take three distinct phases.
Right.
Phase number one is get rid of Mueller. After Mueller fails to produce anything that's capable of generating an impeachment. Okay, now that's happening.
Yeah.
I said next is going to be a counterattack. Now that's just getting ready to start. And it will start with what we now know about these moles. It'll start with the Inspector General's report. And it will start with Congress demanding a new special prosecutor and hearings. Public hearings. And it'll take probably the rest of Trump's term to, you know, get the indictments, the grand juries, everything done, the hearings, to bring these criminals to justice. And I don't think, I think it'll be the end of Donald Trump's term, 2020, when we have military tribunals and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will be brought before those for treason.
Right.
But the third phase isn't possible until you do the second phase. That's what I explained in Killing the Deep State.
Yes.
After we see all the crimes that were committed, and all the, just like Watergate, all the people going to prison, then, you know, that Nixon stepped down, or that we have a reckoning of treason with Comey, with Hillary and Obama,
uh-huh.
The third phase is going to make more sense. Where we are today is at the end of the first phase. This is the end of Mueller. Mueller's finished. Now, I don't know if he's going to be gone tomorrow or a week from now, but Mueller is done. He has nowhere else to go. And he will be shut down. And that's going to be the end of phase one. And phase two will start pretty quickly. But I don't think Jeff Sessions will be part of phase two. I think Jeff Sessions has been slow playing and following Rosenstein's direction. And Rosenstein is out not to investigate, but to stop an investigation of the Democrats.
Right.
Couldn't agree more on that.
The whole. What were you saying, Doug? Sorry.
But I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's exactly what's going on. And you know, the longer they stretch this full investigation out, the closer towards November they get, I think in the Democrats' minds, that's what they want to see happen, to try and, you know, continue to have this deadline.
Except for one thing. Yeah. If Mueller could have continued investigating credibly until November, the Democrats thought that would help them. But Mueller,
right,
his investigation blew up, and now he's being made to look a fool. And that's just starting. Wait till one of these judges dismisses his case with a ruling from the bench of prosecutorial misconduct. Already clear that he indicted a company that didn't exist for posting things where most of all they have is in Russian. This is a joke to the American people. And
right,
finding everything that we're finding out coming out now about the Democrats would rather this now all go away. The Democrats are in favor of getting rid of Mueller. If that could get rid of the investigation of the Democrats would fire Mueller. The Democrats are already sorry they've had Mueller go this long, because they fully expected Mueller would come up with something.
Yeah.
That he didn't shocks them. They can't believe they don't have impeachment hearings already going.
Mm-hmm.
So their plan blew up. And now the Democrats, every day Mueller's there, every day this is the story, the Democrats are losing votes.
Yeah.
And they know it.
Well, yeah, and then that's the other thing I was going to ask you. What do you think about Kanye West coming out basically saying, you know, hey, we're free to think? I think that the entire black community, I mean, they're turning away from the Democrats. That's the Democrats, pie and ice cream that they've had, basically their votes for so long. But now they're seeing black community is seeing how much that President Trump is doing for them. How do you think that's going to impact November?
I think the Democrats are in deep trouble on a number of fronts. And one is that they're losing the African-Americans, largely because President Trump is producing economic gains,
mm-hmm,
that are benefiting black communities.
Mm-hmm.
But secondly, it's apparent that the Democrats don't have a platform. The Democrats have stayed on this never Trump, hate Trump so long that they have nothing else.
Right.
They have no leadership. They've got no program. They're going to be able to be campaigned against as resistance, that they block this, they block that. Trump is going to be able to run against in the midterms the Democrats as being completely obstructionist. The American people don't want obstruction. They want,
right,
Congress to do things. And they're going to say, they blocked me in immigration. They blocked me here. They blocked me here. They blocked me there. You know, it's all hate Trump, hate Trump, hate Trump every day. And they don't have any other agenda.
Yeah.
So the Democrats have got to get rid of Mueller quick, or they're going to lose more seats in the House and more seats in the Senate.
Which I say go for it, because we need people like in there that's going to help Trump at this point. It's been crazy.
Yeah.
Let me ask you one last question. I wanted to ask you, how do you think the mainstream media, do you think that they're going to ever start turning towards, you know, President, you know, less anti-Trump, or do you think they're just digging in their heels and, you know, especially CNN, you know, all this other stuff that's coming out with CNN involved with, you know, leaking the memo and what exactly Tapper knew and all these people knew. What do you think of that?
I think the mainstream media is being more and more irrelevant, and the people aren't listening to it at all.
Yeah.
I think we're, you know, entering into an age where newspapers are not going to exist.
Yeah.
And the mainstream media, the television, with, you know, the Huntley Brinkley report being watched by the whole nation, that's another era. People,
yeah,
aren't watching even, you know, even on a good night in a nation of, 360 million people, 3 million watch Hannity.
Right.
Because this mainstream media and even now cable news is a marginal event, and it does not have the impact on the American people that it used to. The internet has much more of an impact on American people than anything, and they're in their daily lives, the Americans will judge like they always do. Are we better off? And if the if the economics remain strong, which I believe they're going to, and Donald Trump is perceived as someone who is going to be America first and continuing to be America first, I think his popularity is going to increase in his gains in the electoral votes in the House and Senate are going to gain too. The Democrats are following a losing, self-destructive, suicidal path, and they're marginalizing themselves at this point to being a European-style communist party dominated by Soros and Saul Alinsky, a hate machine that has nothing to do with improving the lives of the American people. And they're bitter because they lost. And every time Hillary Clinton gets back on the screen, wisecracks about why she lost, and people are reminded of how what a bullet we dodged and that Hillary was almost elected president.
Oh man, we did. We really did dodge that bomb. I tell you, every time I see her, I can't even. I mean, I have to turn it off. I can't even listen to anything she has to say, and I don't understand why people are even bothering. She's getting some medal or something. Some college is giving her some medal.
I mean, there's always, you know, the Clintons won't give up. She's going to have $100,000 dinner. A plate dinner, the top price in New York here. I mean, they're back revitalizing the criminal, you know, Clinton Foundation. It's going to take the second phase, this counterattack, before the Hillary Clinton's brought to justice for her crimes. But I'm confident Donald Trump is capable of it. He's played this first phase exactly like he thought he should. Sessions in place. He let Mueller go. Mueller's come up with nothing. Mueller's made a fool of himself. He's revealed himself to be what he always was, and that is a crooked prosecutor, a slime ball, a guy who ruins people's lives. And this is, you know, one of the darkest chapters in American prosecutorial history, American justice. This is one of the darkest periods we're living through right now, and it'll be historically remembered as such.
I agree with that.
For sure.
American people are going to say no to this, and they're going to want Mueller gone, whereas a year ago, Trump would have been blamed for getting rid of Mueller. Now he's going to be applauded for getting rid of Mueller.
Yeah. I guess we just have to hang in there and hope for the – I mean, like, I do think that things are going to happen. It's just
They're happening right in front of you. Today was a massive, major day.
This week
has been a massive, major day, and that the entire narrative has shifted now.
Yeah.
To the spies and to, you know, the illegal activity. Donald Trump sitting in the Oval Office saying, if they put spies in my campaign, this is a national disgrace. And he's
He said
that a year ago.
Right.
He's already won. Now he's got to get through into the counterattack, which will begin.
Well, it's very exciting, and thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. I really appreciate it.
Indeed,
sure.
Yes, indeed.
Anytime. Thank you very much.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you,
sir. Take care.
Okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So, are you still there?
Yes.
Doug?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So, anyway, so I think it went pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Then
well, anyway, so. What?
You're going to splice this together and put it into Thursday show?
Yeah, we'll play it during the show at some, yeah. So
okay.
I guess, yeah. So, I'm going to splice it down and do all my stuff that I do.
Oh, you're mad.
And then, I don't know if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. I'm just going to go over and see if the meeting is still going on or what. I mean, I told her that we would be late, or I don't know if they were going to. I don't know what they were doing. So,
yeah, go check
them
out.
Pop over there.
I'm going to go spend some time with my kid that's in town. So.
All right, no worries. I'll talk to you later.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you, babe. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. To this flag, and if that bothers you, well, that's too bad. But if you got pride and you're proud, you do. Hey, we could use some more like me and you, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. On earth, but it's the only place that I prefer to love my wife and raise my kids. Hey, the same way that my daddy did. When the stars and stripes and the eagles fly, where the stars and stripes.
Dr. Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime and Abomination. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the Deep State braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Please welcome Dr. Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime and Abomination. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the Deep State braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Please welcome Dr. Corsi to Nagawa Radio. Dr. Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime and The Abomination. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. Inspector General's report set to drop. Tensions are high as the deep state braces for bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Please welcome Dr. Corsi. I can't seem to do this right. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime about the Clintons and Obama Nation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Please welcome Dr. Corsi to Real World Witness on Mongo One Radio. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime about the Clintons, the Obama Nation. Oh my God, gotta get this right. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller who's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime about the Clintons and Obama Nation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Welcome to Real World Witness, Dr. Corsi. Let's see. Don't miss our chat with best-selling author Dr. Jerome Corsi Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about the mold sent into the Trump camp in an attempt to illegally entrap. Opposition candidate during a presidential. Okay. Don't miss our chat with best-selling author Dr. Jerome Corsi Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We chat about the mole sent into the Trump campaign in an attempt to illegally entrap an opposition candidate during a presidential election. Is Mueller's investigation finally going to end? Join us Thursday, 10 p.m. to find out. Okay. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller. He's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime, about the Clintons and Obamanation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his new book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Please welcome Dr. Corsi. Huck. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller who's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime, About the Clintons, and Obamanation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With this Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight. For fuck's sake. All right, one more time. Here we go. Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times bestseller who's written numerous books, including Partners in Crime, About the Clintons, Obamanation. Dr. Corsi is a New York Times bestseller who's written numerous books, including Clinton's Exposé, Partners in Crime, and Obamanation. Most recently, he explains the coup against President Trump by the Obama administration in his newest book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save Donald Trump. With the Inspector General's report set to drop, tensions are high as the deep state braces for a bombshell 400-page report. Dr. Corsi has some great insight into what's going on that the mainstream media refuses to report. Welcome to Real World Witness, Dr. Corsi. Thank you for being here. Don't miss our chat with best-selling author Dr. Jerome Corsi Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about the mole sent into the Trump campaign in an attempt to illegally entrap an opposition candidate during a presidential election. And no, Clapper's claims that this is done routinely is a complete lie. Is Mueller's investigation finally going to end? Will Obama and Hillary face military tribunals for treason? You can't make this stuff up. Join us Thursday, 10 p.m. to find out. Our chat with best-selling author Dr. Jerome Corsi Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, about the mole. Don't miss our chat with best-selling author Dr. Jerome Corsi Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We discuss the mole sent into the Trump campaign in an attempt to illegally entrap an opposition candidate during a presidential election. And no, Clapper's claims that this is done routinely is a complete lie. It's never been done in the history of our country. Is Mueller's investigation finally going to end? Will Obama and Hillary face military tribunals for treason? You can't make this stuff up. Join us Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to find out. Alrighty then, that's a wrap. Whatever it is, it is. Okay.
That's illegal immigrant Luis Bracamontes, charged with murdering two police officers. It's pure evil. President Trump is right. Build the wall. Stop illegal immigration now.
I will break up soon and I will kill more.
Democrats who stand in our way will be complicit in every murder committed by illegal immigrants. President Trump will fix our border.